Yeah.
Hello, good evening. Is Tracy Patetti there?
Excuse me?
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
Thank you. What is your age?
65.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
I'm white.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 and 10.
Say that again?
Yes. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential. Yeah.
10.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable?
Protecting our democracy and freedom.
And another one that you would like to choose from the list?
I can't remember them all.
Would you like, if you want to choose another one from the top of your head, and we can match it to the one that best describes it.
Taxes.
Okay, thank you. So that will be lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government and protecting our democracy and freedoms.
That's right. That's good.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
Thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting better.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Sometimes. I don't know how you would put that.
Often, not often?
Not often, but sometimes.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Well, again, sometimes, you know, so I guess whatever you put that down as not often, I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I have the same rights.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, that's fine. Kamala Harris?
What is it?
Kamala Harris?
Ten.
Taylor Swift?
Ten.
Donald Trump?
90.
The NAACP?
Now they only get a 60.
Joe Biden?
10.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis?
50.
The Democratic Party?
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Trump.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
What's the question again?
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
The rights?
Rice. The rise of white supremacy in America today.
Oh. I'm not so worried.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. First is, America is on the path to another civil war.
What, say this again.
America is on the path to another civil war.
And what am I supposed to say?
Do you agree or disagree with the statement? And if you agree, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. The next one is, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
I disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Oh, somewhat disagree. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. A reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
What, say that again?
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem today. I'm sorry, try again. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. American democracy is under major threat now.
I strongly agree.
Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I somewhat agree. I really don't think marriages are right.
Thank you. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Say that again.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books in the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
The first one.
And is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree with statement A?
I strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, a 5 means you think it is somewhat important, and a 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a strong military.
10.
Religious freedom?
10.
Traditional family values?
10.
Secure borders?
10.
A fair and equitable court system?
10.
Quality K-12 education?
10.
Affordable health care?
Ten.
Free and fair elections?
10.
Thank you very much. Now we're at the corner of finishing the survey, so please bear with me for a couple of more minutes.
What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris?
Yes. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Now you got a great voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And
you're
now
welcome.
I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
I kind of got lost on this question.
I just want to know if you agree or disagree with a statement used in a scale from 0 to 10.
Yeah, I know. I don't think the Supreme Court should get involved with whether LGBTQ gets hired or not. I say that they should be should not be discriminated against for being LGBTQ, but I don't think the court should say you must hire them.
Mm-hmm. So according to that, the last statement of the last sentence of the statement is, the Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful.
Yeah, well, I agree. You know what? Now you need a number?
Yes, that from 0 to 10, where 0 means you do not agree and 10 means you strongly agree. Any number.
10. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Don't worry. I know these are wordy, so. Now, the second one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10 once again.
Okay. 10.
Thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
And the last question of the survey, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your patience and your time, sir. You're free.
Well, thanks, Chris. You have a good one, honey.
Thank you. You too. Have a wonderful day.
You do. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.